Meseches Nida Perek Tes Mishnah Ches. Kol Isha Sheyesh Laveses. Any woman who has regular symptoms that accompany her menstrual cycle, then Daya Shaita, then her time of seeing blood is sufficient for her, meaning that she only renders impure, renders tameh, anything that she touched or anything that she handled from that point forward, and doesn't have to be concerned about transferring tumah retroactively. Ve'elu hein avestos, and these are the physical symptoms that would indicate that a woman has a regular period. For example, mifahakes, if she yawns consistently around the time that she menstruates, or me'ateshes, or if she sneezes at the time that she menstruates, v'choseshes b'fichresa, or if that she has pains in her stomach, uvishipule me'eha, or in her lower abdomen, vishofas, or if there's some kind of mucus discharge that comes out of her, uchamin tzmarmoros ochazinosar, if she gets some kind of chills or shivers, v'chein kayotze behen, and any similar type of symptom that a woman gets consistently, v'chosha kavala shlosha pa'amim, any of these that she establishes three times in a row, three menstrual periods in a row, that they come, that the period comes together with these symptoms, harezu veses, this establishes a regular cycle. Mishnah Tes. Next Mishnah begins, Haisa lemuda lios roa b'tchilas havestos. She's accustomed to regularly seeing blood along the very beginning of these physical symptoms during her cycle, then kol hataharos she'asta b'soch havestos, then any pure objects that she was handling during the time period in which she's experiencing these symptoms would be considered tameos, are considered tameh, because you have to assume that she probably had her period and didn't realize it. But besofa vestos, but if she usually gets her period at the very end of experiencing those physical symptoms, then kola taharos she'asta besofa vestos taharos, then any pure objects that she was handling during the time of her vesis, during the time that she was experiencing those physical symptoms, tahoros, those would remain pure. Rabbi Yossi says, af yamin v'shoos vestos, even the day itself or even the hour itself can determine a vesis. You can really drill down to the specific time that she's accustomed to seeing. So for example, haisa limuda lios roa imanetzachama, if generally speaking she gets her period at the time of sunrise exactly, then eina asura ele imanetzachama, then she would only be considered prohibited at the time of sunrise, meaning the entire night before she would be considered tahora, she would be considered permissible to her husband. Then she would have to separate from him during the hour of sunrise. And then if sunrise passes and she still hasn't seen blood, then she would be permissible to him the entire day until the next day at sunrise. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and said, kol hayom shela. She can be considered permissible for the entire day, but the night she would have to separate from her husband that night before the sun rises. So that night before, she would be considered asura to her husband. Then sunrise comes, and if she doesn't see blood then she would be permissible to her husband the entire day until nightfall again that following evening.